here's a story from The World.
If you've ever driven down a gravel road and a chunk of rock has ruined your windshield, you may be able to imagine just how dangerous it's getting in space. Space junk is a growing problem. Thousands of defunct satellites are orbiting Earth at dangerous speeds, sometimes shedding debris. Josh Willis is a NASA scientist who works with satellites.
As people probably realize, space is getting cluttered around the Earth, and we have to start being responsible and throwing away our trash.
Now, recent regulations require all defunct satellites to be brought back into Earth's atmosphere when their mission is over to burn up. But when they do, they release thousands of tiny particles that themselves can be dangerous. Now, there's an idea from Japan for a solution. Kyoto University has teamed up with a Japanese forestry company to build satellites out of wood. The idea is that when they burn, they won't release the harmful aluminum particles that a traditional satellite would. One of the people spearheading this project is astronaut and Kyoto University professor Takao Doi. On a 2008 mission to the International Space Station, he brought a key piece of equipment from Japan.
And the one
side, the five. It is a small step for one Japanese astronaut, but a giant entrance for Japan to a greater and newer space program.
Professor Doi told the BBC that wooden models would help mitigate the negative environmental impact of satellites. The next step? The forestry company Doi is teaming up with told the BBC that it would work on developing wooden materials suited for space, resistant to temperature changes and sunlight. Then, Doi says, they'll model the wooden satellite and begin manufacturing. They plan to launch in 2023.